Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Recording chalche? Recording kore dorkar na. Eta ekdam pakka first class recording hobe. Internete power jabe pore. Kanden. Seta amader on the road. Sri Vishnu Sahasranam. The Thousand Names of Lord Vishnu, name 825, is Siddha. It's a common word in Indian languages. In Bengali it has, apart from the common meaning, in Bengali it has another meaning, which means boiled, just like Siddha Alu, boiled potato, Dim Siddha. Boiled eggs. But anyway, that's another meaning. So it's a common word. And we hear in relation to sadhus, just like we hear the term Siddha Mahatma, a realized soul. The root from which the name is derived is Sidh, Samradho, to reach, to attain one's end, to succeed, to accomplish. Way back in the 3rd century of Vishnu Sahasranam, there were a few names in which this term Siddha was incorporated. Siddhartha, one who has accomplished his aim. Siddha Sankalpa, similar meaning, one whose determination is never undone. Is Siddhida, Siddhida, one who gives perfection. Siddhi sadhanaha, the goal to be aimed at in one's spiritual objectives. So the obvious meaning, or the meaning which you would most expect of this name, is one who is perfect, fully accomplished, which also gives the connotation without depending on anyone or anything else. And this is the meaning that Shankaracharya gives. Ananyadhina siddhitvat siddhaha. Ananyadhina, he's not dependent on anyone else. Siddhitvat, he's perfect and fully accomplished. So he's the source of all perfection, the one who awards all perfection, so surely he must be perfectly perfect himself. He is perfection. It's not that he has attained perfection. If we say Siddha Mahatma, it gives the idea of someone who went through sadhana, went through so many processes, and has become spiritually perfect. But as, or we get the idea, or some people say, that after doing so much austerity, such and penances, and meditation, such and such a person has achieved the status of God. They've become God. But as Srila Prabhupada often pointed out, Krishna, from the very beginning of his appearance in this world, he obviously was God. He didn't have to do anything to become God because he is naturally always supreme and perfect. And that is the meaning of supreme and perfect. Supreme and perfect always. Not that you he's always fully accomplished. Even when he was just a tiny little baby, or playing the part of a tiny little baby, one great witch came from New Orleans. I guess this is the place of witch. Is it? Are you from New Orleans? From Cuba? I see. But you've heard all the way over in Cuba, you heard about the witches from New Orleans. Do they fly over there sometimes on their broomsticks? Yeah, I just going around. I didn't even know it's a place of all lower energies until I went in the French Quarter just now. But we brought some higher energy by chanting Hare Krishna. So anyway, she wasn't a witch from New Orleans, as far as we know, although some of her offspring might be here now. So Putana, the witch, came to kill Krishna. So before Krishna had any opportunity to do meditation or austerities to become God, he showed that he was God by understanding that she's come to kill me, and instead he killed her. And all these witches and wizards and demons that were sent by Kamsa to Vrindavan, we should remember that they were all, if we see Garga Sanghita, I was just in Kansas City where Dhanavir Maharaj has done a whole series of books, Garga Sanghita, he's commented on. And we'll see the previous lives of all these demons and how they became so powerful in previous lives and how Kamsa brought them all under his control. And all of these, Putana, Baka, Aga, they're often mentioned together because they're two brothers and one sister. What a family. Whew. So they were all so powerful that even the demigods in heaven were all afraid of them. But Krishna just almost as a sport killed them very easily. So even when he is performing his pastimes, he never forgets, or he never forgets that he is supreme and his nature, even when he is sucking his mother's breast milk and appears to be dependent on her, he never forgets that he is this supremely perfect, supremely powerful person. Is that right? Right. Okay. And he also forgets that he's the supremely perfect, powerful person. Otherwise, how could he run away from Yashoda in fear? If he thinks, I'm the supreme, powerful person, he'll think, what is this silly woman doing? But he runs away. So he forgets and he doesn't forget at the same time. He's fully aware that he's the Supreme Lord and he fully forgets. Understand? Well, I don't understand. It's not possible to understand, but that's his nature. He is Achintya, which is a name coming up in Vishnu Sahasranama. Very important word. Inconceivable. If we think we've understood God, then we are, in classic Prabhupada terminology, fool number one. There are many competitors for the post of fool number one. So, he's always perfect. Here's a quote from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Text 36. I put that paragraph in the wrong place. Okay, so that's Shankaracharya's commentary on the name Siddha. Parashara Bhatta gives the idea Siddha in as much as he's always there, always perfect, and therefore his protection is available to his devotees without any special effort on their part. It's just natural, just like a child is sheltered by the mother, and the child doesn't have to think, doesn't have to go through any logical, philosophical understanding. Yes, I am a child, this is my mother, therefore I should go for protection. Doesn't have to do any austerities or meditation to get the protection of the mother. But it's it's an automatic, it's a siddha sambandha. It's a nitya siddha Krishna prema. It's an eternally existing relationship. So in this way, just as the mother, she doesn't think, should I protect my child? It's inherent, completely natural to her. It's more, the urge to protect her child is more than to protect even herself. So this is the way Krishna feels about his devotees. Parashar Bhatta gives the commentary. Asya guptritvam opadhikam sada svata eva sarva guptritvat ayatna sadhya siddha. Reading from Srila Prabhupada's commentary on Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 36. No one has to discover the nature of the Lord. It is already spoken by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita, especially, and in all other Vedic literatures generally. We simply have to accept them in toto and abide by the orders of the Lord. That will guide us to the path of perfection. In other words, you don't have to go through all these difficult processes to try to find God. He's already there. He presents himself in the Bhagavad Gita. We just have to accept it. Follow. That's it. It's straightforward. Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple. If we just accept, there is God, supreme lover, supreme friend, supreme guide, we're in his shelter, and follow the process to attain him, which is also very easy. It's a very simple and natural thing. And if we bring so many doubts and so many new ideas of how to practice Krishna consciousness, we'll end up, where will we end up? Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. We'll back in the womb of a mother again and again. Ashada dhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mangnevartante mrityu sangsara vartane. Those who are not faithful on this path of devotion do not attain me, Krishna says. But they repeatedly take birth in this, they return to the path of repeated birth and death. Sri V.V. Ramanujan refers to Narmalvas, Tiruvaimoli, something like that. I won't attempt to say the Mani Pravala. My goal is your feet. The means to attain your feet is to cling to your feet. So if you cling to his feet, you're already at his feet. Right? So sadhya and sadhana is the same. The goal and the aim. So his feet are already there for us to hold on to. And all we have to do is do it. We don't have to make any other effort. Therefore, he is siddha. Narmalava also describes that not only is he there for us to hold on to, but especially if we chant his holy names, then it's not so much that we'll hold on to his feet, but he'll come running to us. Narmalavar describes, we approach Narayan by reciting his names, which describe his qualities. And he comes immediately and says, okay, come to Vaikuntha, whenever you wish. You just come. You chanted my name, very good. And especially he came all the way from Vaikuntha and took up residence in Tiruvattaru. And he's waiting there. He comes in the form of his deity. He's waiting for the devotees to come. He wants to bring us very quickly, but he's waiting. He's waiting. You come to the temple. come take his darshan. Another meaning, yeah, that leads us on. He's the Siddhopai. He is the eternally perfect means to attain himself. Vedanta Deshika describes that there are many means to attain him, many ways to approach God. But he himself is the eternally existing means to attain himself. How do we attain God? He's there. We don't have to think of so many complex things. He's there. We have a natural relationship with him. We simply have to act in that relationship, and he'll reciprocate. And even if we approach by a roundabout way, he'll also reciprocate, but not to the extent that he will in a direct way, because ye yata amang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajami aham. According to the degree we approach him, to that degree, he will reciprocate. But if we fully want Krishna, Krishna will fully embrace us. He's so eager to take us to him. If we take one step to him, he takes 10 steps toward us. And if we take a step toward him and then we think we'll walk backwards, turn around and go away, he'll grab us. That's why we have a shikha, right? We need a shikha. What about the ladies? They have to, you should have to tie your hair so Krishna can grab it. Oh, yeah. He's talking about your hairstyle, right? You don't have a proper Hare Krishna hairstyle. He can help you with that. He's good at that kind of thing. So, here is Vedanta Deshika. Siddhopayastu muktoniravadika daya Sri Sakaha Sarva Shaktihi Sriman Narayana. Sriman Narayana, with his, he has infinite mercy. That's good, isn't it? But infinite mercy won't help you much unless you have infinite power also. Just like I might be thinking of, I really, really want to do something to help all those poor people in Ukraine. But I can't do anything. What can I do? So Krishna, he has, of course that's a material example because everyone gets their karma in various ways. But Krishna, he has such a strong desire to deliver us, and he can do also. So infinite mercy and infinite power makes the Siddha Upai, the perfect means to attain him, is himself. He's there. He's willing to. He wants to. He wants to bring us to him more than we want to go to him. That's why he comes again and again and again in various avatars to lift us up. So all we have to do is link with him. Yoga. Yoga in the most important sense doesn't mean stretching the body, standing on the head, and so on, but it means linking with Krishna in love. In the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they say you follow either the bhakti process or prapatti, and bhakti is difficult, so better just surrender to him. And he's there. He's there, and especially in the Tengalai, they say it's very easy. So, from this perspective, you say you want to attain God. Who wants to attain God? But in this perspective, you can't. You can't attain him. He's already there. He already got him. In one sense, we're already there. It's just a matter of realizing it, just waking up. He's there. We don't have to go anywhere to get him. He's already there. All we have to do is just acknowledge that he's there and accept that I am meant to serve him. And then he reciprocates. And he brings another meaning of siddha in this regard. That is taking different grammatical understandings. Mangalam dhatte iti siddhaha. He brings auspiciousness, especially to those who are sattvic, those who are devotees. But as we just found in our little Harinam outing in the French Quarter of New Orleans, and we were singing, Gaura Avatar, Avatare Shah, Kenana Bhajale Tore, that the essence of all avatars, or the best, is Gaura Avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he brings auspiciousness even to the non-sattvic people. And as we can see in the French Quarter of New Orleans, people have, of course, they don't know about Bhagavad Gita and the three modes of material nature, but it appears as if they are doing their best to be as much non-sattvic as possible, to be as tamasic as possible. I thought that Sweet Auburn Festival was pretty tamasic, but see, I'm just naive. Sweet Auburn is is it a music festival or a meat festival? Street festival. People come and they sell meat. Is it only in, where was that? In Atlanta? Only in Atlanta. I see. I thought that was pretty tamasic, but I guess that's just ordinary American life, right? When you're having a good time, that's what you do. Having a good time. Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. Patita Pavana Gaura Hari. Bhaja 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 Bhaira. We should worship the savior of the most fallen. You have a back problem, it seems. Yeah. Don't I know all about it? You see, I'm sitting like this also. See you in Vaikuntha, Krishna's willing. There are no backaches. No backaches up there. When you go, you have to take me along with you, okay? Well, we're all holding on to Prabhupada's lotus feet. That's the... Yeah, we're all holding on to Prabhupada's lotus feet. Jahara prasade bhai e bhavatariya jai Krishna prapti hoi jaha hoite. Otherwise, punarapi jananam, punarapi bhakekanam. It just goes on and on and on, birth after birth, getting born again, getting backaches and stomach aches and earaches and toothaches and headaches and ingrowing toenails and that's only the bodily things. What to speak of the mental pains? That's worse, even worse. So, Krishna is very merciful. Another meaning of siddha is he makes others siddha. If someone wants to become a siddha mahatma in tapasya, that used to be the people that think, there are the various things stated in the shastra. If you do such and such, if you do 12 years of eating only one handful of rice a day at Kedarnath or something, I'm just making it up as I go along, then you'll attain all mystic perfection. There are statements like that in Shastra. So that the and then you become a Siddha Mahatma. And Krishna gives that. People who want to become perfect in their spiritual, semi-spiritual or pseudo-spiritual processes can do so by the mercy of Krishna. But what he really wants to see is that everyone become perfect in devotion. He's Siddha because he gives Siddhi. Whoops. Siddha because especially the previous name that we went through was Suvrata, which means he is one of the best vows. So those practicing various spiritual practices, they can also be called Suvrata. And then the next name is Siddha, means he himself is completely perfect, and he gives Siddhi, perfection, to, because he himself is all perfection. He gives perfection in various practices to those who are Suvrata. Sadeva purastat siddhim hi brahma. Another meaning is, by giving mangala, he gives mangalam that we just saw. He gives auspiciousness. How does he give it? Siddham mangalam shastram vaadhata iti siddha. He gives the shastras, the Vedic literature, which gives us all auspiciousness and gives us the paths by which we can attain siddhi. Karma siddhi, jnana siddhi, yoga siddhi. The word siddhi is often connected with that yoga practices, ashta siddhi. There are eight principal siddhis. We also find in Bhagavad Gita, kangshantam karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devata ha. What's the next line? Siddhi bhavati karmaja. It means quickly one by worshipping the demigods, those who want perfection in karma, they worship the demigods, and quickly they can attain perfection by work. And that last line, taken out of context, is the motto of IIT Chennai. If you go on their campus, Indian Institute of Technology, which is an imitation of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, IIT. Then they have written as their motto as you enter, Siddhi Bhavati Karmaja, which means perfection comes from work. But if you take it out of context, it gives the idea if you work like an ass, then you get some perfection. But it's out of context, because here karma means the process of karma kanda. What's the third line? Did you look it up? Kangshanta karmanam siddhim yajanta idevataha. Third line? Chipram, that's the word, quickly. Chipram. Hi manushe loke siddhi bhavati karmaja. Whereas siddhi in jnana takes a long time. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlama. Takes a long time. But perfection in bhakti can be just 1 second. All you have to say is, Krishna, I am yours. And Krishna is willing to give all perfection immediately. So he gives the shastra. He gives auspiciousness by giving the shastras, the Vedic literatures, particularly in the form of Vedavyas. He compiled the Vedic literatures with the cooperation of his disciples he compiled the Puranas and personally composed Mahabharata and Brahma Sutras. Then Siddha means he's already established in perfection, that's already said, and now it's mentioned about the Shastras. So combining those two meanings, all these Shastras speak only about him. We have Vaidaisya Sarvera Hameva Vedyaha, all the Vedas speak of him. Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adavante Madhecha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. In all the Vedic literatures, Ramayana, Vedas, Puranas, it only speaks of Krishna, beginning, middle, and end. So all the Vedic literatures speak about him and his. The reality of Krishna is established in the Vedic literature. Is that right? The reality of Krishna in our minds is established in the Vedic literature, but he is automatically existing. It's not that the Vedas speak of some concept, but he exists and they simply point to him. That's why we speak of the apaurushayatva of the Vedas. They're eternally existing. They're not compiled by any person. You say, well, they're not, but everything comes from Krishna. They're not compiled by Krishna. In one sense, yes, because Veda Narayana Sakshat, the Vedas come directly from Narayana with his breathing, they come out. But they're eternally existing because he's eternally existing. And knowledge of an entity coexists with it. Just like as soon as this watch was made, you can say it's a watch. And you can, as long as it's existing, you can say it's got a black rim and it's got all these complicated functions that, you know, so many buttons to confuse you. And you can say so many things. Knowledge about it coexists with its existence. It's inseparable. So in the same way, the Vedas, they establish in our minds knowledge of his existence, but they do not establish his existence because he is Siddha. He is independent of the Vedas. The Vedas give knowledge of him, therefore they're dependent upon him. It's not that he has to constrain to his existence to the Vedas. He has to be the way he is because the Vedas describe him. But rather, he is established independent of the Vedas. And he is the established means to attain moksha. Again, established. And here's the idea. Siddha, fully perfect, always established. Moksha, of course, in the Sri Vaishnava Madhva Sampradaya, moksha, they emphasize the need for moksha. But for them, moksha means serving Narayana. So here it's stated, in Nyaya Sudha, even though it's not written by Madhvacharya directly, it's practically the most important work of the. Well, it's the one that they emphasize, the most important work by Jayatirtha. So, moksha sadaram hi sakshat Bhagavan eva. Bandako bhava pashena bhava pashachcha mochakaha ityadi vachanat. Sri Vishnu is the direct and actual aid or means for moksha. This is said because binding us in this material world is under his control and releasing us from bondage is also under his control. The Nyaya Sutta further states, sadhanam dvividham. the means for attaining moksha are of two kinds. Siddham asiddham cheti. They are the established means, which is siddha and asiddha, not established. So the not established means, tatra asiddham utpadyam falakamena yata yagadi. Various meanings of that. All the Vedic methods are meant ultimately for attaining him, but those who do so, falakamena, with the idea of attaining some material gain, it's a very roundabout and indirect way to attain him. Furthermore, they have to be performed correctly with all the rituals and formalities to give the result. Then you have to wait for the result. But in the case of approaching Narayana directly, then siddham tu savyapari karaniyang yata kutaradi. All you have to do is do it. The means is that all you have to do it. And the example is given of an axe. An axe is there. All you have to do is lift it up and bring it down. It's very clear, simple to understand what it's meant to do. You chop wood with an axe. You just have to do it. That's all. It's very straightforward. You don't have to do any complex anything. Siddhang cha sadhanang bhagavaniti. Siddhang cha sadhana. So Bhagavan is the siddha. He's the siddha and he is the sadhana. He is the goal to be attained and he is the method to attain it. Mumukshuna savyapari karaniya. All you have to do is please him, which is our natural siddha, our natural propensity to do so anyway. So, all the Vedic literature leads to him. Siddha also means he is the ultimate truth. We can try through various philosophies to find out what is the truth. We can try to prove this and prove that. But if the perfection of all different means of proof and analysis is to come to the ultimate truth, which is he himself. There are so many, we can inquire in so many ways, so many philosophical inquiries, but the ultimate end of all philosophical inquiries, or even non-philosophical inquiries, is to come to Vishnu. He is the end result of all means of establishing the ultimate truth. Another meaning of siddha, again, that can be linked with the previous name, Suvrata. Suvrata means you take a vow to undertake something, to do something, and siddha means he who brings all his efforts, all his undertakings to completion in a completely perfect way. Satyadeva Vashishta, who often gives understandings in relation to this material world, says that siddha means he who accomplishes or does everything that he wants to do and everything that can be done without any effort. And he refers, Satyadeva Vashishta refers to Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, creates the universe and it functions flawlessly according to his arrangement. And you can look at all these constants in the universe which are just set up perfectly for the universe to function, which is there's the right mix of air and heat and light and water and different energies, which is a very strong argument, if you want to argue, for the existence of God, which even, believe it or not, even Richard Dawkins acknowledged that, yeah, that seems like quite a good argument. And then he said, well, I don't believe it, but it's a pretty good argument, even he said. Why doesn't he believe it? Asuras bhava ashrita, because he's a demon, that's all. One point, if we're going to worship the Supreme Perfect, we should ourselves try to act on the platform of perfection, not artificially, but if we're to be servants of the Supreme Perfect, we should try to do everything in His service in a perfect way, not sloppy. Now, coming to Baladev Vidyabhushan's commentary on this, which is completely different from any other of the commentators. In the previous name, Suvrata, is mentioned that Baladev Vidyabhushan is describing this series of names in relation to Krishna's going to Mithila to meet Bahulashtra and Shutadev. Then the question may arise, why did Bahulashtra and Shutadev not go to Dwaraka to meet Krishna? And Baladev says that this name Siddha gives that indication. It's amazing how by his transcendental insight he sees all this, Baladev Vidyabhushan. That Siddha, he's always fully manifested as the deity form. It's not that the deity is a representation of Krishna, but the deity is fully Krishna. They were both directly experiencing the deity as Krishna, and therefore they didn't go to Dwaraka, even when Krishna was personally present there. But Krishna, living in Dwaraka, coming under the control of their devotion, Krishna went to see them. And at the same time, another aspect of his being Siddha is that another aspect of his perfection is that he, as much as he draws to him those who want to be with him, he keeps away those who are averse to him. And for those who want to serve him, he'll always be with them in the form of the deity. And of course, we can extend that to the form of the holy name. And in so many ways, Krishna is present. So that is an exposition of the name Siddha from Vishnu Sahasranam, name 825. Any question, comment, protest? Anyone not like this? I don't think so. I think you all like it. Otherwise, why would you come here and listen? You could be out in the voodoo jazz bar or whatever. It's not very far from here. They could be here. The same people are just spoiling their life in a very bad way. They could come here. I was just reading that book, Branding Bhakti, and there's this argument that Western people, they can't relate to all this and deities, so we can't bring them to all this chanting. But if they can relate to the voodoo jazz bar, they can relate to anything, right? People, they're open to different things. People are interested to explore different things. Hare Krishna. You have a question? 8 minutes.
Thank you for a wonderful session.
Thank you for a wonderful class. Okay, that's the
thank you so much.
That's the formality over.
I like
what was wonderful about it?
In our temple, like it's a we install the deities in temple. It's a pran pratistha vigraha. Our acharyas, our gurus, they install. But, sometimes in somebody's house also they have a deity. Some are installed, some are not installed. But what's the difference? Can you?
What's the difference between installing and not installing? Installing means an authorized devotee invites the Lord to come and accept worship, and he installs in such a situation where he's confident that the worship will go on properly. Not that you just install deities here, there, and everywhere. And you have to take responsibility. Who installs? We say install the deity, but actually it's inviting the deity is a better term. Invite him to come, to be worshipped with love. But then you have to see that the worship is going on properly. Otherwise you have to take reactions for that. That's why this idea of uninstalled deity, it's... there was some mention early in the days of this movement, but otherwise it's not in the history of Vedic culture that anyone worshipped deities without installing. If you take the deity, as Prabhupada said when he was installing deities in Los Angeles, if you take the deity to be a brass made idol, then he will remain to you a brass made idol forever. But if you see this is Krishna who has come and I have to serve Krishna properly, then Krishna will talk with you. Krishna has come because he wants to talk to you. So if you keep on one side with the TV in the middle and you do deity worship whenever you like, however you like, when you like, if you like, then that's idol worship. Prabhupada said, if you don't worship properly, it's idol worship. So, when we're welcoming Krishna into our house, we should be aware, this is the Supreme Lord, I have to serve him properly. Make him the proprietor of the house. Anyway, that's going a bit off the...
They are thinking, no, we have a deity in our home. We have a deity in our home, so, okay. Is it
no need to come to the temple.
Yeah, that's
why Prabhupada said that householders in the vicinity of the temple shouldn't worship deities at home. They should come to the temple and not have a separate program. Your name is Prabhu. I met you last time, I said.
Drew Miller.
Drew Miller, yeah. I met you last time.
Where?
Here.
No, I don't remember seeing you here, but you gave a class in Los Angeles probably like 12 years ago or something. I loved your class, and afterwards...
But I'm pretty sure I met you here last time also.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Well, I think so. But I'm not going to argue with you because you're my worshipable God brother.
No, you are my worshipable God brother. You have such wonderful...
Hare Krishna. Yeah, I actually listen to some of your classes sometimes on YouTube. I've listened to some of your classes. I enjoy your class. I really like your, you're much more conservative, I think, you know that, than a lot of
what's going on.
There's so much watering
days.
Down and so much, and I know you give the
Yeah, I just believe that what Prabhupada gave us was perfect, and there's the holy name is the means for deliverance,
Yeah.
What Lord Chaitanya, same thing.
Right. We have a tendency to complicate everything, a lot of
yeah.
us.
Yeah. This name.
Prophecy, your disease, what is adding, what you want to change. Change disease, change everything. Yeah. But what I wanted to say was, and I'm sure you all know this already, but just in case you don't know it, I had heard this one time that, sometimes people think, I'm going to go to the temple to see the deities. But Prabhupada said, no, the mentality should be, you should go to the temple because Krishna wants to see you. Yes.
That makes up an important part of my book, that Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. There's a chapter called The Seer and the Seen, in which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur elaborates on this point in great detail.
Do you have any question for Maharaj? Lee? Ask. Bhaktin. Bhaktin Lee.
From? I see.
Yeah, we're both from China, but I've been living here for a long time.
So I see.
Thank you for your lecture. I think that I will think of something. I might ask you tomorrow.
Well, you can't. You'll have to chase me out to New Taliban.
For 3 days going to the front, if you want to go out there, you can maybe. But we're going to Baton Rouge tomorrow.
To where?
Sarvatra.
Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
We have a home program at Devaki, what's his name? Devaki Nandana Prabhu.
Devaki Nandana Prabhu. Oh, there's another town in Louisiana, is it?
Baton Rouge is about an hour and a half away. So he has home programs over there.
Yeah. Capital of Louisiana.
Capital of Louisiana.
Capital city of Louisiana. Baton Rouge. It's a 1 hour time.
But he'll be at the farm if you don't want to, like, not tomorrow, but the next couple of days.
Monday. And then
what's that?
Sunday and Monday I'm scheduled to be in New Taliban, and then Tuesday flying New York, San Francisco, San Francisco, Delhi.
I was told wrongly then.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the perfect Supreme Personality of Godhead, Siddha. Hare Hare Bo. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Dante Nitaya Churnakang Padayani Patya Kritva Chaka Kushatameta the Humbra Vime Hey Sadhava Sakala Eva Vihaya Durat Gauranga Chandra Charne Kuruta Anuragaha Parivaditu Jano Yatha Tatava Nanumakarona Vayang Vichare Yamaha Hari Rasa Madhira Madati Matta Bhuvi Vilu Tama Nartama Nirvishama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.